The Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock Nasser Vision and Generator Supercenter.
Thank you, Craig. I think it was yesterday at this time that I talked about potentially sealing up a rodent inside the cab,
The attic?
The cabinet. The closet. The AC closet in the Muser's bunker. Mm-hmm. Remember that? Wasn't that this time yesterday?
Yeah.
And it was because I was patching some holes out there that looked like rodents had gotten in, and I could hear them in there. And I was thinking that it was gone at the time, so I sealed up the hole. And then I went up and looked in the AC closet, and I saw it run across the floor. So I patched up in there, and I said, you know, after the show today, I really need to go to the Muser's bunker and open up that hole that I patched so that animal can get out of there. You don't want it dying in there and then smelling up the joint. So, get in my car after the show, turn it on, put it in gear, pulled out of the parking space, drove outside of the parking garage, and then I drove on another street, and then I guess I could skip forward on to the part where get there.
I guess so. Nothing happened to your car.
No, nothing happened to the car. Get there, look at the hole where I had patched it. I just basically power stapled a mesh wire over it so it couldn't get out.
Chewed through it?
Chewed through the metal.
Wow.
That's a big old rat in there.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know it. Yeah, just blasted through that thing.
So then you went and got your shotgun?
Yeah, and then blew the whole bunker down with a shotgun.
Just put it through the hole and
started
firing. Took
me 400 shots. How scary is that?
Man.
They are destructive and they are relentless.
I know it. And I've noticed that that air conditioner does not work. So they've chewed through the thermostat wire or some kind of wire up there to prevent it from working. The one stupid little rat.
I think you need to hire somebody.
No.
Rat patrol.
Now this is personal. I refuse to hire somebody else.
He's going
to
get your musket. Take him on.
The musket. That's the worst weapon ever.
It's all they had.
Although the caliber was pretty high caliber on that thing, but a very slow moving bullet. Imagine after every single round having to pack all that gunpowder down in there. With that little bag where powder's spilling out. How do they do it in war? Aren't your hands shaking when you're being shot at? And you got that little powder bag. You're trying to pour it down the barrel. It's okay. All right. And I pack it down. And put the ball in there, and then I pack it down.
By the way, at a time of my choosing, I'll talk about Ken Burns' American Revolution. Has anyone seen it?
No.
It's been out for a couple of years.
How does he do so many of those now?
I don't know.
But remember back in the old days, it was so artisanal that it took him 8 years between projects because he had
That's about right. It seems like these come out about every 6 or 7 years or so.
I think he's slapping his name on a lot of stuff.
Well, okay. Whoever did it,
yeah,
it may be the best one yet. And I love the one on country music, baseball, the Civil War. This is incredible. I learned so much, and it's so good. I'm about to watch it again and take notes. And almost treat it like a history class.
You don't have the guts to do that.
Yeah, I do. It was so good.
The Civil War one is still the best one, right?
I thought so until I saw this. All right, fine. Just wait till I do the segment in Time of My Choosing of how good this is.
You ever listen to the Dear Sarah letter from the Civil War? You know the one I'm talking about? I think they're playing Ashokan's Farewell back behind it. See if you can look that up. The Dear Sarah letter from Civil War. That's the biggest heart tugger in that whole thing.
Weren't there a number of letters to Dear Sarah? Didn't they find a number of them, or was there just one?
Yeah, and some of them had crudely drawn genitalia in the pictures.
Just one second.
I'm looking at his filmography. He has done a ton of them. Now he's done.
Now look at the early stuff, and wasn't there some space between them?
Well, he's done very few 9 or 10 episode ones. Like the Civil War was 9 episodes, baseball was 9 episodes, jazz was 10 episodes.
Haven't seen that yet.
Country music was 8 episodes. So he's done some of those epics. the American Revolution 6 episodes, but he's done also a ton of 1 and 2 episode documentaries. Okay. So that's filled his filmography.
Those are the ones he's slapping his name on.
Maybe.
Okay, whatever.
He was a guest of the Musers.
Yes.
He's done so many brilliant things that he's dismiss it as, oh, yeah, slapping them together. Whatever, dude.
I've got that letter if you want me to play.
All right, let's listen to it.
Dear Sarah, the indications are very strong that we shall move in a few days, perhaps tomorrow. And lest I should not be able to write you again, I feel impelled to write a few lines that may fall under your eye when I am no more. I have no misgivings about or lack of confidence in the cause in which I am engaged, and my courage does not halt or falter. I know how American civilization now leans upon the triumph of the government, and how great a debt we owe to those who went before us through the blood and suffering of the revolution. And I am willing, perfectly willing, to lay down all my joys in this life to help maintain this government and to pay that debt. Sarah, my love for you is deathless. It seems to bind me with mighty cables that nothing but omnipotence can break. And yet my love of country comes over me like a strong wind and bears me irresistibly with all those chains to the battlefield. The memory of all the blissful moments I've enjoyed with you come crowding over me, and I feel most deeply grateful to God and you that I've enjoyed them for so long. And how hard it is for me to give them up and burn to ashes the hopes of future years. When, God willing, we might still have lived and loved together and see our boys grown up to honorable manhood around us. If I do not return, my dear Sarah, never forget how much I loved you, nor that when my last breath escapes me on the battlefield, it will whisper your name. Forgive my many faults and the many pains I have caused you. How thoughtless, how foolish I have sometimes been. But, oh, Sarah, if the dead can come back to this earth and flit unseen around those they love, I shall always be with you in the brightest day and the darkest night. Always. Always. And when the soft breeze fans your cheek, it shall be my breath, or the cool air, your throbbing temple. It shall be my spirit passing by.
Okay, we can pull it down.
The most overwritten war letter of all time.
Wow. Just
get to it, dude. You love her, and you're in danger.
I guess people like different kind of writing, but obviously they wrote a little bit differently back then, but that is fantastic writing.
We now have had to cancel Razor because that ran too long.
Yeah. It might be a little bit long.
Yeah, I think he ruined it by the fact that he signed it LOL with a smiley face.
Did he? I haven't heard the end of it and everything. Can only judge that first part.
Who was that?
I think he was just a common soldier in the Civil War, which is amazing that somebody could write that well. Surely that guy had to have been educated, because a lot of the guys in the Civil War, you know, were just simple farmhands who had not had much education.
Or did they
But that's some of the best writing that I've ever heard.
Or did they all write like that back then?
I think that certainly the style was more flowery, you know, that we lose patience with it now. But the style was a little bit more Baroque back in the day.
This says it was the last letter of Major Sullivan Ballou.
Yeah, Ballou, that was his name.
So he was an officer.
Uh-huh.
Probably more educated.
Right.
Maybe a Yale man. No, I was joking, Gordo. That's obviously is beautiful.
If you don't like it.
I love that. It was a joke. I love that series. Mm-hmm. And that's why I'm saying I think you'd love The American Revolution by Ken Burns, too. There's a lot of Thomas Paine you probably haven't heard before that's highlighted in that. And yes, letters that have survived 200 years. Yeah, I'm a sucker for that stuff. That was incredible. I need to watch the Civil War one again.
Oh, and just battle is bad no matter what war you're in, but particularly when you get into the Civil War, and I don't know much about the Revolutionary War.
Much worse than I thought.
Yeah, it's just like, gosh, because in the Civil War, you had the guys, not only the fighting was just so disgusting when it would go hand to hand and just so brutal, but you're basically emaciated and starving too because you don't have enough food to begin with.
The revolutionary soldiers, we barely made it through that, the American forces.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they may have even had a higher rate of death because of starvation or disease.
Good Lord. Did we just basically win because the British lost interest in defending? And
yes. I mean, basically, all these years we've thought, when we stood up to those British and we took it to them. Nah, George Washington kind of killed time for 6 or 7 years and had a lot of ties. He didn't necessarily have a lot of wins. We just kept it going.
Yeah.
You know, kind of like when America has tried to invade countries before, like Vietnam, and we never really get anywhere.
Yep.
That's kind of what happened to the British for 8 years or so. It's really interesting stuff that I did not know.
When did that come out, Ken Burns?
That was a couple years ago.
Revolutionary War.
Yeah. I was kind of late to the party on it. I just watched it.
And is it streaming
about a month ago?
Instead of watching all those hours, can I just get like an AI overview of it and then not watch it?
Maybe. I'm sure you can. I went to Prime and paid something and PBS stuff.
It just debuted in November.
Okay, so
it's
so
only
not that late.
Five or 6 months old.
Okay.
All right. Well, I need to get caught up and see if there's something new in the Revolutionary War.
I guarantee you.
Well, what's the latest
that
happened
to
that?
But it will be new to you. I guarantee you. Well, just real quick, how long? Give me the years of the American Revolution.
Oh, I'd say we started in 1773 and it was over by 1768. We declared that.
We went back in time?
Well, no, I think we. I did it out of. Sorry. 1768 to 1767, let's say.
68 to 67?
What's going on? To 76?
You have to remember, I get the sixes and sevens reversed.
Okay, so to 76.
76.
Yeah.
Actually, it should go a little bit longer than that because we declared.
Right.
And then we had to fight after we declared.
Now, you need to watch it because you're way off. I would have gotten it wrong, too. Mm-hmm. I probably would have said 77 or 78 to when it ended. Probably started around 74. Yeah, I need to go back and watch it, but I believe it was 74 to 82.
Good Lord.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's so good. And I think every American should watch it because I consider, I know history. Sure, I know about the American. What we learned in school was 1/1000th of what they have in this Ken Burns documentary. It's so good.
Okay. All right. Well, since he's the Muser's own, I'll go back and watch this.
You just dismissed him as a guy who's been slapping his name on a bunch of junk for the last
yeah. And I think he's had some work done on his face.
Okay. All right. That's the ODEC.
You're getting mad at me for making fun of the guy who wrote the letter.
Well, because it's legitimate criticism. You didn't like it. It's fine.